Dearest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, that if somebody has a Bia Sura without Kishu, he's not Chayav. We wanted to know what the source of the Rambam was. We saw the Gemara. And our basic shaila was Ribui Bia Surim, that if somebody is getting more hana, or if somebody's marbe, bekamus, beechos, in quality and quantity in an iser, is it aser? Meaning, if something is already beetzem maisis mutter and you're marbe beiser, is that aser? We saw that there's machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. If somebody is doing malacha for a chola on Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, where the Ribui Surim is the Araisa, Ran, the Rabban, and the Rashba. But then we said, if your Maisa is Be'ones, it's not even considered a Maisa. So a Ribui wouldn't be considered Aser, because you can't be Marbe Be'iser if the Etzem Maisa is Mutter. So you see in the Gemara that Abai is Mechalik between Hanana Meruba and Amuetes. That if somebody's Parish Menaisha Be'kishu Yever, it's Hanana Meruba. And therefore Abai says that's Aser, as opposed to Be'ever Mais, where since he's ones, it's mutter. But the shaila is, the halacha, if the etzem maisa is mutter, is being marben the etzem maisa, what you don't have to do, is that going to be considered aser? And we saw the Torah journal Shaarei Tzion, an article from the Rav, from Lithuania, from Shavil, and then in the Bronx, Rav Usher Nissen Halevi Levitin. And he wants the taina that a maisa that's done by ones isn't a maisa iser that's done by ones isn't bechlal considered a maisa iser. It's not considered a maisa aveira. We brought a raya from a gemara in Gittin, and that's where we're going to continue from. So I hope you listen to the last shiur. I think it's worth 26 minutes of your time. If you put it on 1.5 speed, it'll be even quicker. Put it on double speed, even quicker. So that's kedai. I like listening to shiurim on quicker speeds. You know, the Magid Shir can speak at whatever pace he wants, but if I can listen faster than he can speak, then lamala, right? In any case, so that was the first shiur. Now we're going to take it weiter. Again, this is from the Shaarei Tzion Torah Journal, Shana Tezayin, Choveret Aleph Ad Gimel, and Simen Vuv. V'od raya, nocha raya, ki gam b'isurei bia eino nitfas al ones shem maisa avera. That if a person does an isur bia, b'ones, that's not even called a maisa avera. And that's from Ksubas Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara there relates, Hani Shivyasa. There were these captive women, the Asi and the Naharda. They came to Naharda with their captors so that the local residents would redeem them. Shmuel's father posted guards with them to ensure that they would not enter in seclusion with Gentiles. That's Nature, guards. Amalei Shmuel said to his father, Tati, Vadi idna man natrinu. Until now, who guarded them? If there's concern about their status, it should be with regard to the possibility they engaged in intercourse while in captivity, before they were brought to Narda. As is explained beautifully in the William Davidson Talmud. I like that. William Davidson was one of the owners of the Detroit Pistons, but he was a Yid who gave money to help him make its Torah. So the English Shas Online, the English translation, is he paid for it. So, should be Lili Nishmaso. So that was the kasha that Shmuel asked his father. So he answered, Amar Lei, Ilu B'nasa Chavin, Mihovis Mizalzlebu Kulei. If they were your daughters, would you treat them with contempt to that extent? I.e., they are no longer captives. And deserve to be treated like any Jewish woman of unflawed lineage. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. So on this, Rav Levitan comments, V'ine makiba onas yesh b'maisa aveira. Yikshe, eich omer Shmuel ken. If an onas is a maisa aveira, how did Shmuel say what he said? In other words, if onus is a maisa avera, then how did he say? Like, what are you sending guards with them now for? What do you mean? What are you sending guards with them now for? Onus is a maisa avera, so we want to guard them now, so they're not doing a maisa avera. So if onus has a shame maisa avera, how did Shmuel say? Until now, who guarded them? What's the point of bringing guards? Well, what's going to be until now? Beseder, but you want to guard them now from a Maisa Aveira. V'gamavua lo ba'a l'rak mitam mihavis mizalzabu kulei hai. And even his father was only coming mitzad. What? If they were your daughters, would you treat them with contempt to that extent? So they are no longer captives, and they deserve to be treated like other Jewish girls with unflawed lineage. But he should have said a better taina. Why didn't he say to him, forget about the fact that you shouldn't be mezalzel on them. You have to be yesh chiyuv. Halo yesh chiyuv lafrish and mitzad ikar adin. Kamo misha roa b'chaver shuva v'aver b'shogeg v'mechuyuv lafrisha. He should have to separate them meikar adin. Because if you see somebody being over an aver b'shogeg, you have to separate them like we see. Brachas 19b, Lefigiris is a Rambam. Oh, we've had delicious shiurim on this. Rambam in his Psak in the 10th parak of Hilchos Kalayim, Halacha Chaf Aleph, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Yeridayish and Gimel. So if so, Eichlo Chas Shmuel Shalei Koshlu Bebi Asura. How is Shmuel not concerned that there won't be a, that there shouldn't be a Bi Asura here? Here we're concerned. Are they going to be Mutaris to Kohanim afterwards? Not Mutaris to Kohanim afterwards. That's the whole question. Forget about that. What about just be asura now, with these captors? El al korchach ki ba'oines ein bo mishum maisa avera klal. If it's onus, it's not a maisa avera. And therefore, Avua de Shmuel said, that it's a zilzul b'chvodah. It's a zilzal not to be mamid shomrim. So you have to keep shomrim to watch them because we want to preserve their honor, the honor of these girls. But not mitzad de maisa avera. Vim kenim bazeh is a rabbinic term. It's really taken from the Torah, from the brothers of Yosef. Vim kenim anachno. Cain means if what we're saying is true. The word in Hebrew, Cain, yes, comes from the word Cain, which is a base, like kinor v'kano, kior v'kano. You have the sink and then you have its base. So if what we're saying is well based, im kainim bazeh, asarich lios chidush din lagabe eshes koin shenensa, im ha'onis gam mitzad aboyel, bofen sheyitzuyer, Beniskasha li ishtoi, vitofsu, vivual eshesish, lotesra la baila koin, ki ainsa maisa vera klal. Oh, we have a mechudishtika nafgamina. Let's say you have an eshes koin who is neneses, and the boyel was also ones. How? It says, ain kishuel ladas. It's very simple. He was with his wife, and he had kishui aver with his wife. And then the goyim came into the room. They grabbed him, and they brought him on an eshes ish. They made him have beer with an eshes kohen. So she won't be usher to her husband the kohen, because this isn't bechalal a maisa avera. Why? Because if onus is not considered a maisa avera, here the beer was bonus. And if you're going to say, no, it wasn't. Because Ein Kishel Ladas, okay, but here he wasn't Miskasha for her, he was Miskasha with his wife. So he was already Kasha Beheter. And then they forced him on the Seishas Ish. So if Ones is not considered a Maisa Avera, then there was no Maisa Avera with this Eishes Kohen, and she's still permitted to her husband. So this needs more Rayas, this Chiddush. But from the Raya we brought, that a Maisa Avera B'Ones is not considered a Maisa Avera B'Chlal, maybe that would be the Halacha. So he has a chakira there. If you have an ones, both mitzad the man and the woman, they're both arayis. Is the vlad mamzer? They're both bones. In this maisa of arayis, because that the Rambam paskin in the 16th parak of his Surei Bia. Habal arayis bein ba'oines bein baratzen. Havlad mamzer, zeu rak yan, ki mitzad aboyel hayo rotzon. Aval hecha sheshneyam anusim, ein raya. So the reason the Rambam paskins, that if somebody has bia with arayis, whether it's onus or rotzon, havlad mamzer, because mitzad aboyel, it's considered rotzon. But let's say they're both nanas. Let's say the Baal's mamish and onus. So there's no raya from the Rambam. The Rambam's only talking about a case where the boil was beratzen. But let's say they're both beonis. Vayein sham bedvarav ki medam chakira zu imayde bilas onus nasim mamzer lechakira seina. So then there in the tshuva, he compares this chakira, if al yidei bi'ilas ones, the child is a mamzer, to our chakira, im ones me ha'isha ve ha'ish, nesra lekuhuna. Right? We asked if both are nanas, then is this woman asura lekuhuna? And he compares that to the shaila, as if they're both nanas, is the child a mamzer? Or maybe Raya mehadik Ksubas Yudalad Amit Beis. He brings a Raya from Ksubas 14b. Tinokas, a girl who is raped on the well, Alamayon. So if Rovan Sheir marry off to Kahuna, she's Ksheira. Because then assume the person who was Maneser was of pure lineage. Vimlav Psula. And if not, she's Pasul. Vloivanti Rayoso. Hello, Maisa de Tinokas, hey, Onis Rak Mitzad Neveles. Or Safik Yonis Mishneit Stadim. He's bringing a Shaila about where they're both Nanas. And then he brings a Raya from the case where only the woman is Nanasis, but the man is Baratza. So, Mapitom. That he brings a raya from there. So that's a difficult raya. The suffix is where the onus is mishneit stadim. And then he brings a raya where the onus is only mitzad the isha. Bechlal ani ustaiti mashemash v'onig yomtiv din mamzer leinis or lekuhuna ein ani donim shavim. And the onig yomtiv compares the din mamzer to the din iser kuhuna. It's difficult to understand. Arachakira's din isur lekahuna, when they're both nanas, and the Oneg Yom Tov compares that to the shaila as if they're both ones. If they're both ones, is the child going to be a mamzer? But ein ani donim shavim. You can't compare the two. Kilani yusdaiti lechalek bein din mamzer ledin isur lekahuna, Ki din mamzer eino tolada mitzad maisa vera shel abia. Ki alo matzano mamzer gamim lo isa vera ba abia konakam abal bas Yisrael adas toises yivomis. Tazayin amit beiz, di ramaslik asavar ein iser ba abia. Di ramaslik asavar ein iser ba abia. Vim kol ze avlad mamzer. Al kein tzrichim loy marki mamzer tolip bepasla satipo. Aval iser kuhune bevaday tolip mitzad pasla sabia. In ba abia ein shum iser ba makom. ששני המנוסים אז יוכל להיוס כי תהיה מותרס לכהונה. So there's a חילוק between the din of mamzer and the din of iser לכהונה. The din mamzer is not an outgrowth of the maisa aver of the bia. Because we find in Tosfos in Yevamos 16b that even when there's no iser in the bia, i.e. akum Habal Bas Yisrael, even if there's no Isser in the Bia, the child is still a Mamzer. Why would that be? Because Mamzeris is Tullery in the Tipa Psula. And since this drop of Zera comes from the Akum, according to the opinion of Tosfos, that would make the child into a Mamzer. Even though there's no Maisa Aver in the Etzem Bia. Because Tosfos there holds that Midoraisa, there's no Isser for a girl to have Bia with an Akum. Which means that according to Tosfos, if a girl is a Nida and she has Bia with a Jewish man, that's probably worse than her having bia with an akum. Because with the Jewish man's d'oraisa, with the akum it's not. Maybe. Akopanim Tosis holds that bia with a goy isn't an iser d'oraisa. So what's the tzad that the Vlad is a mamzer? The answer is, even though there's no iser in the bia, the Vlad's going to be a mamzer. Midoraisa, the Vlad's going to be a mamzer. It's Aster Abanan. Bezin Shel Shem. But midrabanan, it's going to be even though it's midrabanan, it's going to be aser. But how can the vlad then be a mamzer? The answer is that mamzeris is tolui bepasla satipa. That the child is a mamzer according to Tosfos because she had bia with a goy. That's what makes the child to a mamzer, but not because of the isurei bia. But that can't be compared to a isurei kahuna. Isurei kahuna is mitzad pasla sabia. And if there's no iser bia, then maybe she remains muteris lekahuna. So don't compare din mamzeris to din kahuna. The din iser to kahuna. The child could be a mamzer even if there's no iser, even if they're both anus. And the iser kahuna might be talui in the pasla sabia. And if they're both anus, then she'd be mutaris le kahuna. And then Rav Levitan brings from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Dalet Machlokas Aron Bar Chama Veravim Nevad Baonis Nitzvos Alav Shem Nevad Lasser Amizbeach. If something is served Baonis, is it going to be considered an animal? Is it Aser Amizbeach? And Rav Zera there says Kevin Donis Rachmana Patshere and Nitzvos Alav Shem Nevad Veino Nesar. Is that a Raya for Achakira? That since Onis Rachmana Patshere, it doesn't have a shame nevad, and therefore it's not considered served, and it's not aser. But that's not a raya, because there, b'isra avodah zarah, if onus rachmanus patrei, says no kabbalas elokus. You're not being a kabbal of the animal as a god, and therefore it's not considered an aver avodah zarah. But a raya is the bia is a bia psula. So maybe the etzem bia would aser. Anyway, he goes more into it a little bit, but that Gemara is not a Raya. And the Oni Gyantav also says in that Gemara you don't have a Raya. So we're still left with our Chakira. If there's an Onus both on the man and on the woman, is there going to be a Surei Kahuna? Maybe not. And again, this is Talui in the Shaila, is a Maisa done by Isser, a Maisa Bia that's done by Onus, Is it b'chlal considered a ma'ase iser? If it's done completely bonus, bein mitzad the man, bein mitzad the woman. And this also brings us back to our original shayla about ribui b'isurim. If the etzem ma'ase is an aser, then the ribui isn't also not going to be aser. So that's the end of this shtickle and in this choveret, in this volume of the journal, of the Shaarei Tzion Torah journal. And we're promised Yesh Hemshech. So Hemshech Yavo Mirtz Hashem. So please God, I'm hoping that in a future shir, we're able to continue this fascinating discussion. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.